This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Wow, we are excited about what is happening today. And I just want to welcome one of my spiritual daughters that is here today. Allison Kieber is going to be helping me, partnering with me and giving prophetic words. So it's just going to be an amazing time here on this prophetic Tuesday. I just want you to know that one word from God can change your life forever. So we are getting ready. I want you to get ready to receive, because one word from God can change your life forever. Whether we call your name or not, I just believe the Holy Spirit is going to fill the place where you're at. And we're going to hear a word from the Lord.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice
of
God.
I hear the prayers of the prayer.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I hear the song.
Well, we're going to prepare ourselves to receive a word from the Lord. I would like to give you some instructions. If you receive a word today, it could be a now word, something God is doing now. It could be a future word, something's going to happen next month, next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I don't know. Could be a future word, could be a confirming word, a word that you've already heard in your spirit, or it could be a new word. New word, new things do I declare. The Lord said to the prophet, before they spring forth, I'm going to tell you of them. And so it could be a future word, a confirming word, a now word, or a new word. And remember that a prophecy, a prophetic word, is something about the future that foretells the future. Of course, there could be words of knowledge thrown in from time to time, but prophecy tells something about our future. And I have ministered over thousands and thousands of people over the past 30-some-odd years that I've been serving as a prophetic voice, and I've never heard the Holy Spirit say one negative thing about anyone. Mm-hmm. So the plan is a good plan to give you a future and a hope, and we are delighted. Remember that you cannot receive a prophetic word with your mind, but because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of God. So you can't determine with your mind what God is doing. It's revelation. It's a revelatory word. And we're going to be calling people's names that you have given us your name. But if we don't call your name, You must understand that the Holy Spirit can speak to you as we speak to someone else. And you may even say, well, I know that. I believe that's a word for me also. And so if you receive a word, you need to write it down in a book, speak that word. And we know that we literally speak our worlds, and that's a plural, worlds. We literally speak our worlds into existence. And sometimes when I'm prophesying, I hear something about a person, or sometimes I see something. And remember, you must bear witness with that prophetic word. There's so many people that are receiving words, a lot of words, and, you know, you are not bound by a word. You've got to receive it with your spirit. You write it down. If you say, well, I don't believe that word is for me, you don't have to receive it. But a prophetic word gives you a major opportunity to do major things for God. And so Allison, we're excited, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We are very excited. And why don't you just lead us in prayer? We're going to pray a while. And I love to get ready to receive a word from God. I love to build myself up in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just going to pray together. And we're just going to ask people to pray with us. And we're just going to believe that the Holy Spirit is just going to begin to speak to people. And, you know, we have some things prepared here in the studio, but we're not bound by anything, are we?
No.
Huh? whatever the Holy Ghost, and I feel the Holy Ghost right now, whatever he wants to do, we'll just follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I just feel like I'm just here. My voice is just here, right? Uh-huh. It's just my voice, but it's his words. It's his Spirit. And so, Father God, we thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. We thank you for how great you
Hallelujah.
Are, God, for the way that you minister to each of us so
yes.
sweetly, so individually, so uniquely.
Yes.
And God, today I thank you. I thank you for your presence
yes.
that is already here.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I don't feel like I have to ask you to come in. you just come in wherever you want, Lord, because
yes.
you are welcome here, and we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you for being here. Lord,
yes.
I just ask that wherever the listeners are, whether they're in their car or at their job or
yes.
in their living room or in the chaos of life,
yes.
Lord, that you just come into their place and you come in and you sit with them. Lord, we just ask the listeners to invite you in that you want to come in, Lord,
yes.
that you don't, the place doesn't have to be perfect. You know, the one thing that I love about God is that he just wants to be with us. He wants to be with us in all things, always. And
yeah.
it doesn't have to be a perfect place.
That's right.
It doesn't have to. He's not waiting for that. He's just waiting for you to open up your heart. And so I just pray, Lord, that the hearts be open today. Lord, I thank you for the anointing that you have placed upon Pastor Dale's life. I thank you for the anointing that you have placed upon this ministry.
Hallelujah.
Lord, and I just thank you for the anointing that you have placed upon the lives of those who are listening. Lord, I believe in my depths of my heart, Lord, that for every single one of us, you have a plan and a purpose. We are not merely just here to feel lost and to wander, that we are here to fulfill
yes,
something
Lord.
That you have intended for us, Lord. And I just pray that that become clear today.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you for the words that you are about to speak, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you that we get to be here today as an opportunity to just
Hallelujah.
Bear witness
yes.
to you,
yes,
Lord. And I thank you. I thank you for the resources that you have left for us, Lord. I thank you that when I'm lost and I'm feeling troubled, that I have a resource that I
yes.
can go into, that I have your word, God, is laid in front of me, and I can dive into that and I can connect
yeah.
with you. I thank you for the resource of worship, all the different kinds of worship that I can come into and connect with you. God, thank you. Thank you for what you are about to do
yes.
today.
That's right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I set myself in agreement with you, Allison. I just sense that people are so hungry,
mm-hmm.
not just for a word from God, but the will, plan, and purpose of God for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are saying, is this all there is to life? Is what I'm doing, going to work, coming home, paying my bills, trying to make it till Friday?
Yeah.
Is this all there is to it? I just believe that the Holy Ghost is speaking to people today that are joining us here on BPN Radio and TuneIn Radio and Facebook Live. And I believe he's just saying to them, there's more to life than what we're living.
Yes.
More to do than what we're doing, more places to go than what we're going. I just believe that God wants to open up new territories and new dimensions. That's what I'm hearing
yes.
the Holy Ghost say.
I,
you
yes.
know, I got a testimony from a couple that are missionaries in Brussels. Belgium, and they said in 1992 that I gave them a word about going to the nations of the world, and they said they weren't really interested in doing that, but they said it's opened up the world. Now they've been in Brussels, Belgium now for a number of years, and they say they don't ever plan to come back and live in America again.
Wow.
They said that one word just opened their world. I just sense today, you know, I sense that we are living in a momentous time, Allison, in America. I believe there's a window of opportunity that's been open. I believe it opened quickly. It could close quickly. Mm-hmm. And I just believe there's an acceleration of what God is doing. I used to prophesy what used to take 6 years will take 6 months. What used to take 6 months will begin to take 6 weeks. What used to take 6 weeks will take 6 days. We know that this week we're celebrating with Israel, their victory in the Six-Day War in 1967. I mean, it only took them 6 days. It only took God 6 days to make it, to create the whole earth. So I believe the word is acceleration. I believe the word is rapidly. We're going to prophesy. I believe that God is at work in so many people's lives, and you're crying out, "What about me, God? I see other people doing it. What about me?
Yeah.
What about me?" And God can just open up, Allison. He can open up so many things so quickly.
Yes.
I know that you and Ian moved into the same street that Gene and I live on. And you guys probably had no idea when you moved into that house down the street that one day you would be on radio that would be carrying, internet radio, be carrying your voice across America and around the world. Yeah. But that's the way God works.
Yeah.
He just wants to open up our worlds, and I'm excited about that. Yeah. So we're going to pray for a few people here. I want to pray for Nora from Garden Grove, California. And Nora, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that your energy and zest for life is bringing you into new dimensions of revelation. The Holy Spirit is creating new spaces for you, moving you into the land of the fourth dimension called dreams and visions. You're on the verge of being caught up in the Spirit, where you're going to have incredible encounters with the Holy Spirit, a depth of His love and goodness that you have never known or experienced before, creating a prophetic ministry in your life that will begin to open major doors to minister in days to come, making room for a new dimension of your life. And so He's doing some new things. You've got to get ready, Nora. And Lewis and Dana from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I see the two of you leading a Spanish-speaking church with English and Spanish languages in each service, bringing a delight to your hearts and to your congregation. God is making up for lost time in your life. You got to be ready to relocate at any moment. And don't rely on your present skills or your present resume. God is doing a new thing in both of you, your lives. And so, Nora, I bless you. Lewis and Dana, I bless you, and just say amen and amen to what God is doing in your lives.
Yes, absolutely. Nora, as Dale was delivering your word, I saw rainbows. I feel like you're seeing a lot of rainbows lately, and you're looking at the rainbows, and you're being reminded of God's promise and the promises that He has made to you. You know, He's not a promise breaker. He's a promise keeper. But some of those promises you've forgotten. And so those dreams and those visions, the promises you're being reminded of those promises that He made to you through those dreams and those visions. Even when you were a young girl, I see you looking at the rainbows and you're like, God, where's the end of the rainbow? Why can't the end of the rainbow just come to me? Because at the end of the rainbow are all these promises, and He's saying, I'm giving them to you. I've given them to you. They're right in front of you. I just bless you. I bless you, Nora. That's good.
And I have a word for Greg and Maggie from Kearney, Missouri. I see the two of you giving oversight to a major distribution center, connecting you with many geographical locations and people groups. I see you heading a major nonprofit organization with many contributors sowing into many nations of the world.
That's good. And Samantha S. from Washington, I saw you teaching at a beauty college. And when you were teaching at this beauty college, there were girls everywhere. It was just, it was like hundreds of girls, but they weren't just any girls. These were women who had been taken in and who had been rescued from the trafficking in their lives. And you were in this big studio and you were teaching them a trade that could educate them to go out and to earn income and give them a second chance. And these women, they have a special place in your heart. And I felt the Lord last night when I was praying over your name. Actually, I have to tell you, Holy Spirit woke me up last night with your name after I had been praying. And he kept saying the word baptism. But I feel like you've been baptized in water, but you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that there's this yearning to go deeper with God, and that you have some spiritual gifts that God wants to use. And so just encouraging you to go deeper into that and pray into that meaning of baptism, that meaning of baptism in the Holy Spirit. And he says that oftentimes you underestimate your power because you equate it with the newness of your journey. And he says, but the power of him lies within you. And he wants you to start believing bigger because he's a really, really big God. Thank you. Amen. Mm. All right. And Amanda B. in Washington. Amanda, I saw you in the middle of a field, in the middle of a wheat field. And it was a beautiful, gorgeous day. It was so vast, like it just went on forever. And off in the distance, you could kind of see some rolling hills, but you were out in this wheat field and you were in this beautiful white dress, and the sun was shining. It was just, the rays were hitting you so beautifully. And you were looking up and you were twirling around, and Jesus was asking you to come and dance with him. And I saw this as like, this is your place. This is your place that when you go to be, you know, when you go and have time with Jesus, that's kind of, this is the place that you go to. This is your safe place. This is a place you go to with him. The place where you just feel so comfortable, so free. You were dancing just like a child, you know, again, nothing hindering you, in your dance. And he says he loves spending this kind of time with you. He says he loves your heart. He says you are so sweet. And he says you have a very tender heart for women, and you've been walking that out. You've been hearing that from him, and that you've been walking that out, but he says you need to wrap back around more to the women's ministry, back to, he's calling you specifically to women's ministry. He's calling you to lead women. He's calling you to guide women. He's calling you to counsel women. He's calling you to create with women. And then I heard him just mention a foundation. There's some sort of a foundation. I hear the words nonprofit foundation, and this is something that revolves around the memory of your mom. This is about what your mom, something maybe your mom had started, something that was whispered into her heart, but actually you were created to finish. I just bless you, Amanda. Bless you. Pam S. in Pennsylvania. God says, please, please, please don't forget to love yourself. He says, you have had a hand in so many lives. You've rescued so many children. And sometimes you feel like you've been robbed in some way. And he says, that's just the devil. He just wants you to believe that because the impact you have made in so many lives is so massive, massive. Even I see that you were involved in children's lives, like even for a moment in time, but you being involved was, was a catalyst for change in their life. There's every single one of those children can come back and they can look at that moment that they spent with you, whether it be weeks, months, years that they spent with you, and it was a catalyst for change in their life. And so he wants you to remember that, because that's who you are. But you've been questioning that, and you've been looking at the lies, and he says those are dirty lies. And he wants you to see the women that you already know that you are. He's shown you this woman, and he wants you to, you've got to see her. You've got to see her. He says, keep fighting for her. And he says, she's worth far more than rubies. You are cherished. Bless you, Pam. Amen.
Amen. That's a great word. That's a great word. Allison, I don't have a name for a certain person, but I have a prophetic word for someone out there, a young lady that God is moving you into a place of brokenness. Mm-hmm. And you're not one that normally is a weeper or a crier, but you just feel these tears welling up in your eyes, and you're saying, well, I don't want to lose control, but the Holy Spirit is actually wanting you to lose control of yourself and let him work in different ways. And it's going to happen by the weeping. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to have this season of just weeping. The Spirit of the Lord's going to come upon you, and you're going to cry, and you're going to say, Lord, I'm not really a crier. I'm not really a weeper. But as you begin to weep, the Holy Spirit is just going to bring you to that place of brokenness. We're going to be broken before him, and God is going to begin to speak to you and use you in most unusual ways. Yeah. So I bless you now. And Leslie from Kansas, yes. Thank you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Leslie, that you need to get a tight grip on the things that you know, because there's a wave of doubt and uncertainty that is coming your way. Your faith is going to be challenged, but know that the trial of your faith, according to Scripture, is more precious than gold that perishes. So you're going to come through this time where your faith is going to be challenged, but you're going to come through this time of testing with, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, with an A+. And it may appear for a while that everything is going to be lost, but you got to remember that you're going to go through this shaking time, and it's going to appear that things are being lost, and you're going to lose your equilibrium. But you got to know that God is with you, and your faith in him is going to bring you through, accompanied by major rewards. And so, Ricky from Houston, Texas, hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're cast aside all those things that hinder you from running for him. Now, in the natural, you have incredible strength. You can run, and there's a lot of strength in you physically. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he wants to make you stronger in the supernatural than you are in the natural. A mighty warrior you are. So you got to start proclaiming and acting like the warrior that you are in the realm of the Spirit, because your generation needs your services. And Miriam from West Palm Beach, Florida, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're moving into a very calming season of your life, a designated place in a peaceful season where you will give birth to a new season of your own life. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're more prepared than you think you are. The ditches have been dug. The Holy Spirit is about to fill them with water. In other words, you've been digging and you have been preparing. And so the water, you've dug the ditches, but it's the Holy Ghost that's going to fill your water with ditches. And that water is going to be released into the lives of many people as a result of your faithfulness and your diligence. So get ready for this happy season of your life. And so I bless you, Miriam, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. That was good. Sarah W. in Washington, you have been questioning your authority lately. You've been asking, where do I stand as a woman? Where do I stand in preaching the gospel? And he wants you to go and reread the last chapter of Mark and see who God had sent to preach the resurrection and remind you of your authority and who you are in Christ. He says it's time to rise up. Your authority is in Jesus. He says, Esther, rise up for such a time as this. Sarah, you have beauty like Esther. People look at you from afar and they see your beauty, your outward beauty, but your beauty shines from within. Women look at you for guidance, and you have been given the ability and the authority to lead like an Esther and to change lives. He wants you to start preaching, use whatever stage, whatever territory you've been given to share his message. You have been given some territory. You've been given authority over some territory, and he wants you to use that authority, that you use that area and you preach his word. Reach out to the women. I'm standing in agreement with a prophetic word that Dale had for 2017, that women are going to rise up this year and they are going to preach the word. Sarah, you are part of that. You are part of that. And as you go out, he is going to expand your territory. It's going to be so immense that there's going to be a day, and I'm believing that it's going to happen fast. As you just walk this out, it's going to happen fast. You're going to look up and you're going to say, oh my goodness, Lord, how did this territory get so big? And he said, because for such a time as this, you have been formed. I have created you for such a time as this. Yes, you have the authority. And he says, the questioning you've been experiencing is nothing more than the enemy trying to hold you down. Yes, you were created perfectly for a time such as this. And for the woman who Dale was speaking to, when he was sharing that word, all I kept hearing was the word healing, healing, healing. God is, he needs you. He needs you to come to that broken place. That brokenness is where he heals you. Right now, I see you out there and you are just, the tears, you can't control them now. It's running, it's flowing, and the healing is taking place.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen and amen.
Allison, I feel the Holy Ghost is speaking to women about a release. You know, there is a word of release. Paul said to Timothy, I long to see you that I may impart to you, or that word is release in you, that those things that God has put in your heart. And Paul, you know, he just didn't occupy the entire space. He said, Timothy, come in. I'm going to share my space with you.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing with you, Aliona. I want us to pray together right now. You know, the Holy Spirit has spoken to me to share my space. Mm. And for so long, come on up here with me. For so long, you know, I was on the platform by myself.
Yeah.
You know, going from one church at a time. And there's a lot of people, you know, somebody said, I didn't know you were a disc jockey now. So they've given me different names because I'm on the radio. But what I'm doing is I'm sharing my space with other people. I've had, I don't know, maybe 150, 200 people the last couple of years that I've shared my space with. I'm sharing my space with you. And, you know, I'm sharing my space more with Gene. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying to some men that are out there, you need to share your space with your wife.
Good.
You need to share your space with other people. Because God is bringing us. Well, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost now. God is bringing us into a place where there's going to be team ministry on the platform of churches.
Yes.
And I believe there'll come a day where there may be three or four of us here in the studio.
Yes.
And we'll just be ministering together. But God is moving us into team ministry where husbands and wives that never spoke publicly before are suddenly going to be on the platform with their husband or behind a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And ministering together.
Yes.
And so share the space. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Craig, share your space with Tara. And the anointing of God coming. There's anointing of God coming upon women.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, women have had to take a back seat for so long. But there is a release coming, and I know there's a lot of men that are really threatened by that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need to be threatened because I see that this next wave of revival is going to come through through three groups of people, and that is young people coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation, and then Spanish-speaking people are coming, and then women. And
you know, God's spoken to me for some time about lionesses. Right. That there's a lion. Right. And he's and he's the head. He's the lead. But then there's this group of lionesses that they hunt together. They work together and for the king. Right. For the king. And I feel like one of the biggest lies that we have been told as women and continue to be told through all the different medias that are out there, through print advertising, through now all of the social advertising and such, is that we are supposed to be against each other. Because what the enemy is really scared of is that when women start coming together and being for each other, working together, that he gets overtaken. He gets overtaken really fast. I mean, again, you know, he's fighting a war that he forgets has already been won by our king. Yeah. And so we have to go out there and we have to work together. And so for a long time, I've been seeing that. I've been seeing this, yes, this standing agreement with the word revival, that women, we do have a place.
Yes.
We have a place. Now, of course, we need to know our authority. We need to make sure that we stand in our rightful place. But we have a place. Mm-hmm. We have a place.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, we just agree right now in Jesus' name for women that have this ministry inside of them. And it may appear to be locked up. Mm-hmm. But I just speak that word of release. What you need to do is get you a recorder. And when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you need to preach a sermon.
Yes.
And you can send it to BPN Radio. We might just play your sermon right here on BPN Radio.
Love that.
And, you know, I want to collect these sermons so that when we start having a revival on BPN Radio, we can just play these different sermons night after night that people have given us when the Holy Spirit comes upon them.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be a long sermon. It just may be a short sermon. So we just speak that word of release over you women that have that word of God in you to preach, to prophesy, to declare the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To speak that word. And I just ask God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, with that fire burns inside of you, where you raise your voice.
Yes.
You know, to preach means you raise your voice.
Yes.
And the Bible said on the day of Pentecost that Peter lifted up his voice and he began to preach.
Yes.
And so I just speak that word, release to preach. If it's in you, preach, do it. And so
No holding back. No more playing small. No, you are not created small.
That's right. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Rosie, I pray over you, West Palm Beach, Florida. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that you can do it. That word that Allison releases for you, no small. Don't do anything small here.
Mm.
And I just declare you're breaking out into large places. For the Lord has made room for you and your gift. And you can do it. If he thought that you couldn't do it, he wouldn't have put such passion in your heart. And sometimes you have so much passion in your heart that you feel like that your heart is just going to burst. But you're consumed with this desire that's going to take you maybe the opposite direction that you thought you would go. Wide open spaces are waiting for you. People are making room for you. People are releasing you to share your gift. And I believe that you're going to have the freedom to soar like the eagle, engage in the assignment that God is giving you that's going to be more fulfilling than you ever dreamed. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And over you, Stephanie, from North Shore, Texas, your wisdom and gentle spirit is going to elevate you into high places. You're going to be able to declare the word of the Lord in terms that will be understood by those in many walks of life. You'll not be distracted by voices of those who want to move you out of the rhythm of your life. God has put you into a rhythm. The Holy Spirit has put you into a rhythm. There's something about a rhythm, Allison, that is so very, very important. And you got to keep in your rhythm. You got to stay on your rhythm. Don't be distracted. Keep going. Good things are ahead, a fruitful life resulting in many rewarding and many rewards in your life because of the rhythm that God has given you. Stay in that rhythm because it's going to be very profitable.
And I just right now, I just cast out any doubt that is trying to interfere with the rhythm. Right. That doubt, I just cast it out right now. Just in Jesus' name, just be gone. All doubt, be gone. All doubt, all fear, be gone. The rhythm will be kept. The rhythm will be kept because it's like the crescendo is going to happen. I don't even know anything about music. I don't know. That's from Holy Spirit right there. Something about the crescendo. Okay. But do not let the doubt and the fear interrupt the rhythm. We bless you. We bless you in Jesus' name. And I call out Jessica R. in Illinois. Jessica, I saw mountains. I saw you standing in front of mountains. Not one, multiple, like the Rockies, right? Okay, just to give you a description of like you're standing in front of these mountains. And he wants you to stand in front of those mountains, and he wants you to tell those mountains to move. He said, speak with power, speak with authority, the authority that has been given to you, and believe that when you speak, those mountains will move. And as you speak, the mountains will actually crumble. They're going to crumble into fields. You're just going to literally, whatever the mountains are that are standing in front of you, you're going to speak to those mountains. You're going to speak with such belief and authority that they are going to crumble in front of you into fields that you will be able to walk over. And walk right on top of, and you'll be standing in the middle of those fields that once stood as mountains, and you'll be able to claim victory, that victory is waiting for you right on the other side of those mountains. You're going to walk right along the path that he's made straight for you, that he's made straight for you. And I saw two things. When I took your name to the Lord, I saw a book. Like you writing a book, and then I saw an orphanage, and but he says that you're no longer a bystander and just a participant, that you have been given the authority to create and to lead. And I feel like there's that little piece in the depth of your heart where you know the Spirit's been calling you, that you have a heart for these orphans, and you've had a heart, you've been serving, but now it's time to take it to the next level. You are to create, you are to build, you are to go out and tell people who don't know, they just don't know, their hearts are supposed to be for this, but they don't know because you haven't told them. And that's been given to you. That's something for you to do, a book and an orphanage. So pray into that. And then, Michael D, I took your name to the Lord, and he told me that you are a fisher of men. And he said, but you already knew that. You already know that. He's already spoken that to you. God's shown you that you were to cast out your net, and you've been doing that. But recently, the world has been attacking you and attacking you in your boldness. You're very bold, and you say exactly what's on your heart, and you're very bold in that. That's a gift that God has given to you, but the world is trying to attack that, and now it's brought you to a place where you there's a little bit of questioning. And he just kept saying Luke over and over and over to me, that the book of Luke is very special to you. I don't know if it's the way that Luke writes. I don't know if that, you know, he was close and walking with Paul. I don't know what, he just kept saying Luke over and over again. And so the story of the gospel, of obviously, casting out your nets and the fishermen, right? That's of Simon, that's always spoken to you because that you identified with that. And he's asking you, and then I wrote, and he actually had me scribble that out and said, no, he's commanding you to cast out your net once again. And he says, but you better make the net bigger because the men are coming. I have prepared them to be led by you. The net needs to be bigger, bigger than you've ever believed before. Bigger. Believe, believe, believe to pull it back in. And again, he just kept saying, Luke, over and over, I bless you, Michael. I bless you, Jessica. Amen.
That's a great word. That's a great word. A great word in Jesus' name. And Pastor Gary from Anadarko, Oklahoma, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying there are people that have said to you concerning some new things that God has placed in your heart. No, 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 no. But the Holy Spirit is saying a definite yes. Mm. And there are boundaries that have been put on you over the years concerning maybe the small territory that you are in. But God has called you to enlarge, to break out on the right, break out on the left. And he is moving you into those dimensions that would have been unacceptable in days gone by. But now the Holy Spirit is saying these things are acceptable. I see you in days to come building a facility that will not only house your congregation, but will house activities for the entire town of Anadarko, Oklahoma. Mm. And on your grounds, there will be ball fields, there will be a gym, there will be activities going on, there will be city council meetings, and you are going to build a city center that will house your church and some other ministry groups as well. Mm. So I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Sandy from West Palm Beach, Florida, hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have gone through a process of elimination. But this is the season you have been waiting for. You thought it would never arrive. But you got to remember, he is not ignoring the beating of your heart for him. And knowing that he has qualified you now to take a seat of blessing and authority that is going to seat you with other people that will bring about great opportunities to make major difference in this nation and nations of the world. So, Sandy, you got to put your shoes on and get ready to start walking. And because he operates with faith, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But then you must put some things into action. So when you start working, he is going to work with you. So I bless you in Jesus' name.
It's good. It's good. I saw red tennis shoes. I don't know when you said that. Lacing up some red tennis shoes.
All right.
Carla in Oklahoma. Carla, I saw you. You were standing in an empty room. I couldn't tell if it was like just a living room or if it was like a studio apartment, but it was an empty room. And the look on your face is that you felt overwhelmed. And you were asking, where do I even begin? And so I'm not sure if it's a new house or a new season, a new ministry. I get the sense that it's a new season. There's something that's happening right now that you're entering into this new season, and it feels overwhelming. It feels empty. And that there's been something that you've been holding on to. There's like you've given a lot of stuff to the Lord. Like a lot of baggage has been handed over to the Lord, and I feel like there's one last bag that you're like, I'm trying to give it to you, and I just like it's like, you know, like he's like, here, I'll take it, and you're like, for some reason I can't let go. Like it's like your hand won't let go, and I don't know if what that really is to you, but I have a sense that it's encapsulating around this whole this new season and this feeling of overwhelm, this feeling of emptiness, and I heard him say that there's a spirit of perfectionism that he says he did not give that to you. That's not from him. It's okay to, you know, to take care of your things that have been given to you, to take care of them well. That's good stewardship. But you don't have to be perfect. You, things do not have to be perfectly in place. Just begin, and it begins with you handing over whatever that bag is, like handing that over. I bless you, Carla in Oklahoma. Alicia in Missouri. I saw a lot of people dancing around. I don't know what's up with you women dancing. I don't know how to dance. So, but Alicia, you were dancing, but you were dancing with your children. You were just in the middle of your home. You were dancing with your children. And he says he gave you a very loving and silly nature. And he sees that you finally started believing in the person that he's always seen you as. When Alicia looks in the mirror, she sees what God created, not what the world has put on her or tried to put on her. That she's stepping into this new space where she looks in the mirror, makeup, no makeup, hair done, no matter what, she sees beauty. And she's owning that loving and that silly nature that the world has tried to kind of take away from her. And she's owning that. And he says, there are thousands of lessons that you have taught your children while in the pursuit of God's heart, that what you didn't know and how you were pursuing God's heart, how you've been pursuing, just trying to see the woman that God sees, that your girls and your boy, that they have seen this, they've been watching this, and there's been 1,000 lessons learned. And he says he loves your silly nature, and so do your children. In fact, some of those lessons that they have learned best have been by watching you when you're being silly and when you're being loving. He said they learn so much about the love of Jesus through you and through your walk. He says, keep walking the path that I've laid before you. He says, you're doing it right and you're doing well. You're doing well. And Alicia, he said, he needs you to hear this today. He says, I love you. Alicia, your heavenly Father loves you so much, and he is so proud of you. I bless you in Jesus' name.
That's a great word. That's a great word, Allison. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit speak a word to someone that is today being pressed out of measure. You're being pressed out of measure, and your back is against the wall, and you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. You don't know how to handle this. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must allow him to work and fight on your behalf. Mm. And so I'm just declaring today that over you, that enough is enough. And this pressure that you have been feeling for days or weeks or months, where you feel like, hey, I can't handle any more, I feel like I'm going to explode, the Lord says, why not let me take it from here? Mm-hmm. Your back is against the wall, and you're saying, I wish they would give me a word today, and I am. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you a word right now that you must know that God desires to fight on your behalf. And the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I declare by the Holy Ghost, I'm prophesying over you that you must resist the devil. Mm-hmm. Because he is trying to bring total chaos to your life, press you totally out of measure. And I declare that God desires to work on your behalf. Yes. He is holding at this very moment, he is holding your right hand.
Yes.
And you're saying that I just feel like today I've got to make decisions. Today I've got to do something today. But you got to realize that today is the day that God desires to work on your behalf. And you will not allow the Holy Spirit to press you out of measure. Yes. And I intercede for you, Allison, and I intercede for yes. you right now
yes.
in Jesus' name,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. And yes. I pray over you, Maria, from Metairie, Louisiana. You have come into a season of executive privileges. Hold up your hands in the morning time, and in the evening time, hold out your hands to receive the abundance of blessings the Holy Spirit is placing in your hands. The storm clouds are disappearing, and I declare it's the dawning of a new day.
Yes.
And Amanda from Superior, Colorado, you have not been called to live the simple life.
No.
You are a pioneer, a woman of adventure that has a worldwide call, speaking different languages, going where others refuse to go. You have this amazing ability to adapt to different cultures. You will see God is setting up divine appointments and divine connections for you, even as I speak, and over you, Jim, from Port St. Lucie, Florida. Your ability to teach and instruct is going to open mega doors for you to instruct others in special assignments that will not be given to you according to your educational or background experience. You have qualified as a result of boldness to pursue the doors that has not opened to you in the past, but because of your persistence, those doors will open. It's coming. Those opportunities are coming around again, and you will teach and instruct many in their final preparations to serve their country.
Yes. God loves to choose the unlikely.
He does, doesn't right? he?
He loves to choose the unlikely, and you you've been voted in your own mind like most unlikely, and God says, then you're my choice. You're exactly. I mean, look at David. Most unlikely, right? Most unlikely, but look at David. And I just heard when you were sharing a word for someone out there, put on your armor. Put on your armor of God every single day. It's just like first thing when you wake up. First thing when you wake up, you put on that armor because you're going to go into battle. You're going to go into the battle. The battle is out there waiting for you. And when we don't put on our armor, what we go into the battle, just, you know, like taking the arrows, taking the bullets, right? But when we put on the armor of God, when we put on the helmet, when we put on the breastplate, when we put on the shoes, when we hold on to the sword, right? Yeah. The sword, dive into your word, you know, just ask God, where do you want to take me today? And let him take you into his word. He will not forsake you. He will not forsake you. He is with you.
That's right. Mm. He is with you. And there's so many, Allison, we've not gotten to pray for. We're praying about expanding Pages, Prophetic Tuesday, how we can do that. You've got all these prophetic words, and I just want to call out some names right quickly. Rebecca, Pastor Daryl, Stephanie, Alicia, Claudette, Kay, Irma, Joseph, Doris, Joy, Colleen, Lori, Celia, David, Ray, Ryan, Sue, Valerie, Paula, David, Jennifer, oh my goodness, Teresa, Jamie, Ivan, and it goes on and on, Meredith, Narissa, Vicento, we didn't get to them.
No.
We want to remind you that Prophetic Tuesday is here, and I really appreciate Allison helping me. If you would like to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network or Breakout Ministries, then you go to bpnradio.com. There is a donate button at the bottom of the page, and you can click on that donate button, use your credit card, debit card, and PayPal. And to make a donation. If you want to write a check, you can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And remember that all of these prophetic words are being put on our website at BreakoutRadioChurch.com, BreakoutRadioChurch.com. And we're putting all of these every week on the website. Allison, love you. You've done a great job,
love
and
you.
We're partnering together, looking forward to having you back, and have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time day or night to pray with Dave Gentry.